morning, rush hour, Cairo. I'm in the back of a cab and we're heading out of the centre of the contemporary city, where there's been much turmoil in the past few days with the trial of former President Hosni Mubarak happening at the police academy. It's early in the morning, but the sun is already smiting us. Smog is already hanging grey, turning brown in the sky. We're heading out towards Saqqara, which is a funeral complex that served Memphis, the capital of the Old Kingdom, 4,500 years ago. I'm in Egypt and courting controversy to look at what some say is perhaps the earliest evidence for homosexuality that exists. It's where this series begins, and it's also where it ends, for not far from the site of ancient tombs in the desert is Tahrir Square, rallying point for the Egyptian revolution. It's too early to say what will emerge from it, a democratic pluralist state on the Western model, or an Islamic Republic offering a very different version of modernity. It's a critical moment for the entire nation, not least for the country's gays and lesbians, as Mustafa Fati knows well. He's the author of Egypt's first gay novel, and I thought we were courting controversy.
When I wrote my book, a lot of media talk, I have an agenda from America. We have to kill this writer. There is no homosexuality in our society. It's not true. In the revolution, the Egyptian revolution, there is a lot of gays in El Tahrir Square. You know, I know them, and I saw a lot of gays in El Tahrir Square. And that means something very important. They are Egyptian.
Interesting that for Mustafa, the presence of gay men and women in Tahrir Square during those crucial days